90.9 WJVL kicks with Ken in the morning. That was a brand new one. Thomas Rhett, Remember You Young. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, and this has got to be a first. We have a very famous individual, an artist, phone in, and he's actually early.
Yes, he's on time, if not on time, a little bit early. I love it. Tracy Lawrence, good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you today?
We are good. I love that voice.
Yeah. You sound great, Tracy. And I'm going to dig right in right now. I was telling my co-host, Ashley, about seeing you at CRS a handful of years ago at John Rich's place.
Oh, yes. Don't you love parties out there?
Oh, man, that was awesome. He was giving you a hard time. Are you guys buddies, or are you, like, a little bit salty on that guy? What's up with that?
Me and John are good friends. We give each other stuff all the time. I mean, we hang out together. He's a cool guy.
Okay, so that is normal for him to give you a hard time.
Absolutely. I've known John since he was in Lone Star years and years ago.
Wait, John Rich was in Lone Star?
Ashley's perspective, Tracy, is goes back to about 1999 so for country music.
Yeah, John Rich was one of the original members of Lone Star way before Big and Rich.
Did you know that?
Yeah,
then?
Yeah, yeah. Before Richie McDonald became Lone Star's lead singer, it was John Rich was in that spot.
Oh my gosh! So out of the country artists right now, like John Rich is one that you said you're buddies with. Is there any other guys that you hang out with on the weekends? You call up and you go get a cheeseburger.
We talk on the phone, catch up with each other on the road. Tracy Bird and I are still real good friends. I talked to Clay Walker last night. Chris Young and I are good friends. I mean, there's a lot of guys. I mean, Justin Moore and I are going out on tour next year, so that's going to be fun. He and I have been friends for several years now, so, I mean, we kind of know everybody.
Right. So, and Justin Moore, he doesn't live in the Nashville area, right? He, is a homeboy of, doesn't he live, on the farm and...
In Arkansas.
That's right. But you are in the Nashville area.
I moved here back about 1990, so I've been here, going on 30 years.
Nice. And it is developed just a little bit over there.
No, they say our national bird is the crane now.
Seriously, it is.
Much construction going on. When you come to Nashville, you need to go experience Lower Broadway. If you hadn't done that in a while, you better take a chaperone with you. Because you don't need to drive, because it's going to get out of hand quick.
Oh, man, yes. South Broadway, and they called SoBro, and just that whole area. It used to be, years ago when I started going for country radio seminar in the late 90s, Broadway was it. That's where you spent your time. Now, everything's there. It's crazy.
There's so much music, and it's 7 days a week, man. You go down there any time of the day, any day of the week. It's like there's live music and stuff going on everywhere.
So
really
if I was a big star like you, this is what I would do. Do you ever want to do this? Okay, so since you live in Nashville, on a random Sunday afternoon, just go on that corner, go to Tootsie's and just walk in and, just say, hey, I want to go on stage real quick. Do you mind if I sing a couple songs?
I have done that, but usually it's not early in the morning. Usually it's late at night, and I don't need to be getting on stage.
That's awesome that you've done that. I think that's so cool, because if I was a big country artist, that's what I would do, because I just think people would freak out that they were at Tootsie's or whatever.
And saw Tracy Lawrence.
Yeah, and Tracy Lawrence is performing. Yeah. So good for you.
I've actually at John Rich's place down there a couple of times, too, so it's fun.
Yeah. So what do you got going on now, these days?
New album drops tomorrow called Made in America. And that's really that's what we're trying to get propped up. First single is actually Made in America, been out for a little bit. So a real good traditional country record. I think you're going to like it.
You are a busy guy. Not only do you have this new album coming out, but you do a show, which is on WJVL, Honky Tonkin, Tracy Lawrence. We've got that on Saturday nights. And how are you keeping all this together? You got a lot of commitments.
I live out of my calendar. I mean, that Google calendar is something that I have my nose in every day. That's the only way I can keep up with it. Because it's not just that. There's so much between, a 90-day-a-year tour schedule, charity events. I've got a Broadway play that ran for a week at West Virginia University that we're trying to get out on tour that we've been working on for several years. I'm still trying to write a bunch, dropping a new album. My oldest daughter moves into college, tomorrow. So there's a lot. Stuff happening in my world.
Oh, yeah. Where is she going to school? Can you say?
I don't want to say.
No, okay. Do you know what she wants to go into?
She's going into nursing. We'll see if that changes five times.
Right. Right. That's exactly right. That's what happens. I think I changed it twice or whatever. But good. And so she's what, right around 18, 19 years old?
She's 18. Yeah.
And she's your oldest?
She's my oldest. Got one more at home, so mama's sad right now. It's going to be a tough day.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
no doubt about it. What's a second to child? How old is he or she?
She is 16, and she is she's my wild child. You can imagine.
Wild child, nice.
Well, pray for her.
Well, Tracy, do they have any musical talent? Do they show interest in that at all?
You know that they are very talented. Both of them have been on a competition dance team for years. They both play guitar. The youngest one, she's had drum lessons for years. The older one sings a little bit. I don't know if they want to go into music. The younger one, maybe, but she's into more of the contemporary pop stuff. She loves Billie Eilish and some of that other stuff, which is a little on the dark side for me. But, you know, she writes songs and she dabbles. She's taught herself how to play the mandolin. She plays the piano, plays guitar, plays drums. So she's my little
virtuoso. So do they keep you up since they're in this whole era of social media? Do they tell you how important it is to have the Instagram and the hashtags and the handles and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Not into it? You're not into it?
I'm not into it, you know.
Because I'm looking at your Instagram right now, and yeah, so do you post the stuff, or do you have
some? Of
course
I do. Really?
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, some people have a person that does it for them, so I don't know.
I have a staff that does that. They call me when he's question answered, and yeah.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Okay, so you're not going to be posting, like, you at home on Sunday on the back porch or anything?
No, I won't be doing that.
Okay.
I'm not in to them and say, yeah, what do you think about this? We're actually getting ready to do a series on all of my dogs. I have 7 dogs, so we're gonna do cameos each of the dogs and kind of showcase their little.
There you go.
Yeah, that's great. I love that.
People will love that. Well, Made in America, people can order it now.
That can drops officially the 16th, which is tomorrow. So you can order it, all the streaming platforms, all the downloads. We'll be carrying some. I think we've got quite a bit of it going out to physical locations too. So it's going to hit saturated pretty well. So you'll be able to find it wherever you go.
Okay. Awesome. And we'll be playing it.
Yeah. We've got that coming up in just a minute or two right here in WJVL. So Tracy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah. That was Tracy Lawrence. Thank you so much, Tracy. Have a good day.
Have a great day, guys.
See ya.